Premature births. It's a wake-up call from the March of Dimes. Kind of more ways than one. We got a call this morning from Stacey Stewart, joined the March of Dimes as its fifth president earlier this year. Good morning, Stacey. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce. Great to be with you.
All right, let's talk about this. You've got a report card. What does it show for 2017 related to premature births and babies?
Well, first let me just say that the March of Dimes is a leading organization focused on pregnancy and baby health. And for the past 10 years, we've issued a report card on premature birth. What a lot of people don't know about prematurity is that it is the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 0 to 5. It is one of our country's most serious health challenges for newborn babies and for children. And for the second year in a row, we have seen an alarming increase in the rate of prematurity or preterm birth in this country. We are now at 9.8%, which means that one out of every 10 babies is born too soon. And the problem with this is that for babies that are born too soon, many of those babies can experience lifelong health challenges. They may experience cerebral palsy or other developmental delays or physical disabilities. And it really is a serious health challenge, not only for those babies, but those families bear a serious cost as well. And we want to make sure that more people are aware of the fact that we are working on this serious health crisis and that all of us together can hopefully make a difference.
This increase has been posted 2 consecutive years now. Why?
Well, that is one of the things that we're doing at the March of Dimes. We're investing millions of dollars into medical research to understand the underlying causes of prematurity. We don't even understand today why some babies are born too soon. And what's even worse about this is that for many women of color and babies of color, the challenges are even worse. In Cleveland, for example, the preterm birth rate is almost 15% overall. And for many African-American women, the preterm birth rate can be 30% higher. So black women in Cleveland are 30% more likely to have a baby born too soon. One of the things that we're doing at the March of Dimes is making sure we try to understand through medical research why this is happening across the board, irrespective of race or ethnicity. But we're also doing many things more. We're involved in advocacy and policy change to make sure that we're creating an environment in which more women can be healthy, more moms can be healthy, and babies can be healthy. We're investing a lot into consumer education. And November is a great month because it's Prematurity Awareness Month. So we're trying to bring visibility to this issue as well and make sure people are aware of the risks that they may face, but also that they seek the help through good prenatal care so that they can have the healthiest baby possible.
I would think in this time when we have a lot of advancements in health and technology that this wouldn't be the case.
It is shocking. For the amount of money that the U.S. spends on health care, to have some of the worst birth outcomes among all industrialized countries in the world, we're alarmed and disappointed and urgently trying to work on a solution to make sure that more babies are born healthy. The U.S., one of the most wealthy countries in the world, should not be having a situation in which one out of every 10 baby is born unhealthy and their life and their health is at risk. So we think that together, the March of Dimes with our partners and everyday people can play a big role in helping make a difference. Helping to support our medical research, helping to get the word out, to educate more women, to make sure that we find the underlying causes of preterm birth, we think can go a long way to making sure that babies have the best chance at life right at birth, and that's certainly our biggest priority at the March of Dimes.
Does this revolve around not having the correct prenatal care? I mean, during those 9 months, is there things that can be done or should be done that aren't, that are causing these results?
Well, we do know that if women are suffering from chronic health diseases, that may put their baby more at risk. We also know that if women are not able to seek affordable, accessible prenatal care, that also could put themselves and their babies at risk. There are other things that we know can increase the risk of prematurity. For example, a mother that smokes, obviously, that can be quite harmful to her and to her baby. And again, women with other kinds of chronic diseases like hypertension or diabetes, these are things that we want to make sure women are trying to address their own health care needs even before becoming pregnant, because the healthier they are, the greater the chance that their baby can be born healthy as well. But let me just say this, that even women that do everything possible They go to prenatal care visits. They take care of themselves. They're as healthy as they can be. Sometimes a baby is born too soon, and that's what we have to understand is why does this happen to some women? What is the biological reason for it, the genetic reason? What is the medical research that we need to do in order to find those underlying causes so that every baby, again, can be born healthy and every mother has the tools she needs to make sure that she can have a healthy baby as well.
We're talking this morning with Stacey Stewart, March of Dimes president. Looking at Ohio, Ohio gets a grade of D. Any states have C or above, and what can you learn from those states that could help the other states that are not having a good grade?
Well, across the country, as we mentioned, the whole country worsened in terms of preterm birth rates. There are about 43 states that actually got worse, so Ohio's not alone in this. There were about four states that did get better and about three states that stayed about the same, and Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico also declined as well. We are trying to do everything we can to learn from the states that are improving. We try to apply those lessons in other states as well. But we also know that this is something that really comes down to individual women and their health. And so, again, we want to make sure that the systems at the state level and at the federal level are all working to promote women's health, to promote newborn health, and we also need to make sure that we understand the reasons for preterm birth and the underlying causes so that we make sure that we are doing everything we can to prevent this from happening as we move forward.
Stacey, you mentioned the numbers got worse over the past 2 years. Had they been getting better previously?
They had been getting better for about a decade or so, and then we began to see the numbers get worse over the past 2 years. Again, we're not sure we understand why this is happening. You know, because we do see these disparities, though, among certain women, women of color, sometimes the issues of poverty and poor nutrition and lack of access to health care, those things can complicate a woman's health and potentially put a baby more at risk. So we're trying to understand more about why some of the environment in the country might be producing worse outcomes for babies and worse outcomes for moms. Again, that's a part of the work of the March of Dimes, is to try to understand better what are the drivers to prematurity and how we can help prevent some of these things from impacting a baby when they're first born. That's a lot of the work we do across the states. You know, the March of Dimes is a national organization. We work with hospital partners and nonprofit partners and those in the private sector and doctors and nurses all around the country, medical researchers. We have a whole team of people in addition to 5 prematurity research centers. In fact, one of our prematurity research centers is right there in Ohio, and they're doing amazing work to understand what those underlying causes are. But the more and more we can learn about what can prevent prematurity, the more we think we'll get closer to an ultimate solution that will reduce the rates and make us more in line with rates across the world.
Where can people find out more, maybe even about this report card or other of the works of the March of Dimes that they can help turn these numbers around?
Absolutely. We would love for people to go to marchofdimes.org. There's a wealth of information there, and if you're pregnant now or you're considering becoming pregnant, please go and visit. And if you just care about this issue, you want to make sure that every baby is healthy, go visit, sign up, be a part of our movement to make sure that every baby is born healthy and can grow up to live to their fullest potential.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Stacey Stewart, president of March of Dimes. Thank you for sharing all the great information today.
Thanks so much, Bruce.